With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that places a $15 billion school facilities bond on California's March 2020 ballot. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it's a fresh example of Newsom setting himself apart from his predecessor.
If approved by voters, the bond would finance projects at all levels, preschool, K-12, community colleges, and the UC and CSU systems. In a signing ceremony at a Sacramento elementary school, Newsom touted two of the measure's priorities: equity across income levels and geographic areas, and modernization over new construction.
Sometimes we get a little too captured by the shiny object of new and don't do enough to address the needs of those temporary shacks in the back or those facilities where roofs and HVAC systems like the one you see above us, hardly a modern system, are in desperate need of upgrades.
It's the largest school construction bond in the state's history, and it's a sharp turn from former Governor Jerry Brown, who sought to pay down bond debt and oppose or reduce new bonds for school, housing, and water projects. Brown declined to address this specific bond when asked about it in a recent Capital Public Radio interview, but he did point out that bond and pension debts must be paid before regular state spending.
As the recession takes hold and tens of billions of dollars fail to materialize, other state programs like the university, like healthcare, like childcare will be squeezed. So it is absolutely imperative to scrutinize every long-term obligation with clear awareness.
Brown infamously labeled the previous school bond on the November 2016 ballot a blunderbuss effort. Voters passed it anyway. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Two 12-year-old girls have been arrested, and a third is being sought for allegedly assaulting another student and a teacher at a Southern California school. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department said Monday that administrators at Sunnymead Middle School in Moreno Valley reported an assault to the campus resource officer on October 2nd. A department statement says the investigation led to identification of three girls who allegedly entered a classroom and assaulted a teacher and a student. Two were taken into custody on Friday and booked into juvenile hall on multiple battery charges. It's a second high-profile school violence incident in Moreno Valley in recent weeks. Two 13-year-old boys are facing voluntary manslaughter charges after the death of a boy who was assaulted September 16th at Landmark Middle School. Pacific Gas and Electric says it has restored power to thousands of customers in Northern California who lost electricity over the weekend amid dry, windy weather. Electricity was shut off about 10 p.m. Saturday in parts of Butte, Plumas, and Yuba counties amid dry, windy conditions. The utility says all 10,300 customers had power by Sunday afternoon. The utility says that after weather improved Sunday morning, crews by land and air began inspecting about 950 miles of power lines in the three counties to ensure they were free of damage and safe to energize. PG&E opened air-conditioned community resource centers on Sunday to provide affected residents with restrooms, bottled water, and electronic device charging. Forecasters say Southern California will have several days of Santa Ana winds this week, and that could create critical fire weather conditions. The National Weather Service says Santa Ana's will develop by early Thursday and continue through Saturday, bringing warming and very dry conditions back to the region. The northeast winds are expected to be moderate to locally strong across Ventura and Los Angeles counties, but weaker in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. In the inland region, moderate strength Santa Anas are expected Thursday, with weakening on Friday and becoming localized on Saturday. The forecast calls for onshore flow to return to the area Sunday with noticeable cooling. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.